Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The weeks before Christmas can be a busy time. I'm sure you agree. The first days of December bring us closer to more people than perhaps at any other time of the year. The stores are full, the lines are long. Your office Christmas celebration next week puts you into the same room with people you might only see once a year. Your family gets together the week before Christmas, and this year, your cousin who has the smallest house is hosting. It's going to be tight. Advent and Christmas bring us shoulder to shoulder with strangers, neighbors, and family and friends. Is that your definition of peace? A long checkout line, a crowded party, sharing the couch with one person too many? If that's peace, I'd hate to think about what chaos looks like. Well, that's one picture of peace. That's no one's picture of peace. Peace is absolutely the opposite image. Peace is open space, quiet, calm, if only we could find it. Well, that's our picture tonight as we continue to see how the Star of Peace comes to us. This evening we'll look at the two middle points of the star. You can see that on the cover of your bulletin. These points stretch out and they say peace means getting away from it all. If we can get far enough away, we'll find peace, we think. It's a natural idea, and we can spend a great deal of time pursuing it. But once again, God knows the limits of our pursuits, spares us from a disappointing chase, and gives us even more than we would have found by ourselves. Okay, so let's start with imagining that peace can be found in a place far away from where we are right now. What is your picture of that perfect place? This last summer, I believe it was in September, Eric will correct me, I think we said September 22. Marty and I, thanks to a beloved member of our congregation and a saint, allowed us to use some of her points, at the Wyndham Club Resort at Fairfield Bay in Arkansas. The time of our trip, I believe, was just before or after school had started. I'm kind of trying to picture when this all happened, but the resort was completely empty. I mean, we looked down the parking lot, and there was literally maybe one other car than ours that was parked there. It was a ghost town resort. And we had the pool entirely, this huge pool, entirely to ourselves. Well, the resort is located on Greer's Ferry Lake, and in the middle of this lake is Sugarloaf Mountain. And we got a picture. There's the scene. There was absolutely nobody on the water. There was nobody around the beach side, and it was just a glorious week as far as weather is concerned. But in the middle of this lake is Sugarloaf Mountain, an island that had trails on it leading up to the very peak of this mountain. And the only way to get there was to hop on a boat, as we did, and headed over to that direction. It was unbelievable. The area around our resort was completely wooded, gorgeous place, and all the trails were pretty much ours to explore. The place was the definition of peace. Make some coffee, sit on the porch, do a hike, and just let it all soak in. It was glorious. And while that sounds wonderful, and if you can escape to that place and stay there, it does sound perfect. But what if you know that that's never going to happen with any kind of permanency? You can't leave your work and live in the woods although that seems to be changing these days. You can't leave the people who depend on you. You need peace that fits life here and now. That's the other dimension of peace that we often seek. It's living here and now. But even here, you can seek peace. Finding peace in the here and now happens when we can arrange our past. And what do I mean by that? Our past, as you know, can use some change and some distance. But you all realize that the past doesn't stay in the past where it should, silent and out of sight. Instead, often, the past intrudes into our present and threatens our future. The past has those people, those events, those harsh words, and those tears that never fully went away. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just erase that past and move its dusty memory far from us as that deserted resort we had back in the woods in Arkansas? What if we could deny entrance to the darkest parts of our past and retell our story with the best parts out in front? Let the worst parts be gone. Pick up the past and move it out of sight. Then we found peace. These are wonderful ways to escape our crowded, stressful world. Take either direction and go as far as you can. Escape your overcrowded present and obliterate your dark past. But because we can't always escape to a deserted resort or stop the past from intruding into our present, God does something miraculous for us. He stops us from going in either direction and brings us peace in the present. You see, Jesus is our peace here and now, not in our separation from one another, but in Himself. And Paul writes, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off and have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of two, so making peace. Amid hostility and tension and turmoil, Christ brings us peace." Remember the disciples sailing in the boat one day and Jesus asleep at the front? The storm came upon them and they rowed furiously while Jesus was sleeping. And finally they woke Him and asked, "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" And Jesus rose and He rebuked the wind and the waves and there was calm. And He asked them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" So here's a question we all must ponder. Where is our peace? Is it on a perfectly calm lake, or is it found in the middle of a storm? The lake may be calm right now, but remember the storms of our past, and who knows what storms may still come. So our peace is found in the One who is with us, even in the middle of a stormy lake. It is found in Him who creates calm within us, even when the wind and the waves roar. He is our peace by reconciling us to one another. We try to bring peace to the conflicts of our past by reshaping and retelling our story. We want to distance ourselves from those people and the events around them. But Christ brings peace by bringing together all people through His birth, His life, and His death. From His birth in the stable to His gathering around the cross, His coming brought together those who otherwise would remain distant and far away. And Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2, and he came and preached peace to those who were far off, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. You see, peace doesn't come when we reshape and retell our story. Peace comes at the brokenness of Jesus at the moment of his death on the cross. Peace comes when we are completely forgiven. In his peace, he gathers us from near and from far, regardless of who we are. We find peace in Jesus' death and resurrection. In that story, we don't merely come out better. In that story, we are forgiven and at peace. So dream, if you wish, of that perfect resort by the always calm lake. I'm not sure it really exists, but that's all right. We don't need to escape to the lake, and we don't need to escape by reshaping and retelling our past. We find peace this Advent when Christ is with us with words of power and calm. In him, in Christ, there is forgiveness for our past and power over the storms of today. Do you believe it? I do. In Jesus' name, amen.